JoJo, you got things going early and scored so quickly that I just had to give you my hand warmers because you've been staying here for a while because it's 77-10 game. But that's probably something you guys want to do, strike early. What was your mindset coming into this and then getting those two quick scores?
Well, Coach Jones said we was going to start off with a lot of running. So I was like, okay, well. And then we started throwing the ball a little bit. Then he was like, we're going to get you the ball a little bit more. And I was like, okay. So it was kind of drowning me out the first drive, but it started to work out later on.
Starting to work out, that's what you're going to refer to it as.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Kind of, though, business-like again. Last week we called it business-like. This week again, you come on the road, kind of crazy weather and everything, and get the job done. Do you feel like this team is progressing nicely as you're getting toward the end of the season?
Yes, ma'am. Coach Jones was telling us this is our first big road trip before the playoffs, so we need to get our minds right before the game and come out with be more aggressive than we was last week.
So you also had kind of this running back by committee thing going, and you've been a part of that. Just to get that running game established like you did today and get guys like Garrett Key in at the end, do you guys like to watch that?
Yes, I had to talk to Garrett Key because he was kind of nervous, and I was telling him, I was like, get your first play in, and it'll just be good from there on. And then he got his first play, and he started rolling.
Then he scored three touchdowns.
Yes, ma'am.
Very nice, JoJo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Offensive player of the game. Are we ready for the defensive? Brought to you by Reunion Title, by the way. Back to the sidelines with Mercedes.
Yeah, we've got Nolan Garcia here. Nolan, thank you so much for joining us. So we see that Sandoff is the real deal, and you guys knew that coming in. But what did you see from him? And I mean, he had a couple of big plays on you, but otherwise mostly held him in check.
We knew he was going to be good straight off watching film. So we had to be ready for him because you don't know where he's going to go. And the cold weather definitely had an impact, so we had to be ready. We had to be warm, but I think we played pretty well.
So you also had Stroop to contend with, but also kind of kept him in check as well. He was kind of a brutal, big guy to run over guys, but how did you guys feel you did against him?
I feel like we did pretty well. We didn't hit him high, because if we would have hit him high, we wouldn't have been able to get him down. So we hit him low, and I feel like we did pretty well.
I'll ask you the same thing. Do you feel like you guys are getting into a groove? Coach Buck said after that last game, the defense got more into a groove. Do you feel like you've kind of continued it into today?
Yes, I do feel like we're getting better every week, and we're just going to keep getting better every week until hopefully we win state.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you, Nolan.
Thank you.
That is Nolan Garcia, our defensive player of the game, to go along with the offensive player, JoJo Earl. These will have with the coach.
Coach, we talked earlier the week, running back by committee, but then there's JoJo, and it's kind of turned into the JoJo show the first couple of drives there. He's showing exactly what he can do and what he needs to do to help this team win.
Well, I thought it was the Montez show.
Well, it was pretty good, too.
Jordan Montez ran.
And then it was the Garrett Key show.
Yeah, and here's the deal. Jordan was sick for 3 out of 4 days this week, so evidently practice is way overrated, too. But, no, JoJo's a special kid. I mean, that's the first time. I think we got the ball at the end of the second quarter with 16 seconds, and we score. And I wasn't going to call a timeout, and we didn't get out of bounds. He's a special kid.
You also had to defend Sandoff, and we talked about him early in the week. He is probably bigger than what he's even listed as, and he did break loose. He's the real deal. He's a pretty good guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, they've got some really good football players, and they're good kids. I mean, I talked to them after the game. They're really good kids, very, very, very good football players.
So you guys came into this game thinking kind of road trip, kind of playoff mentality, we're kind of traveling, things like that. Did you kind of lay it out like you would looking ahead into the playoffs?
Well, you know, yes. I mean, it's a district game, but still it's a 100-mile road trip, and it's good for our kids to get that and then come in and play as well as what we did.
So you got to talk about Garrett Key. He's never had a varsity carry, ends up with 3 touchdowns. Pretty nice night for him.
Key is a unbelievable football player.
He hit some guys pretty hard, put his shoulders down.
Well, Coach Cartwright said when he was a seventh grader, told us, said, hey, you know, he's a really good running back, but I think he's going to be a middle linebacker. And that's what he's been playing until we had some injuries. And he ran the ball and hit the hole really, really well.
Just one more thing for you on just how lethal this offense can be. You talked about it at the end of the first half, but at one count we had 4 2-play drives. I don't know how many we ended up with here.
We can score in a hurry. I mean, we've got a lot of weapons, and, you know, if we can protect the quarterback, we've got a chance to score anytime we touch the ball. And we've been doing it. I mean, just hopefully we can keep it up and keep everybody healthy.
Very good. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that is.